importante, né?
Welcome to a call across the pond, transforming relationships at school, at home, and beyond, with Tara Gretton and Vicky Essebag. Thank you for bringing us into your day. Today, Tara and I have the pleasure of interviewing Jackie Storm as we shine a light on the vital relationship we have with our minds and bodies. Jackie Storm has been on a journey for health most of her life and is on a mission to improve mind and body. She believes that all human beings have an inner healing intelligence, and she helps people to access this through self-help and preventative therapy. Jackie explores how the breath empowers and how it complements solution-focused work. She sees a strong link between back pain, emotions, and nutrition. Jackie is an experienced chiropractor and acupuncturist and a lecturer in both subjects. She studied at the Scandinavian College of Chiropractors in Stockholm and the International Sujok Acupuncture Association in Moscow. On her quest to discover healing opportunities that reveal mind and body connection, Jackie also became a trained nutritionist and yoga teacher. She has additional qualifications in twist and meridian therapies, Reiki, reflexology, and deep tissue massage. Recognizing that chronic back pain is always accompanied with emotional upset, Jackie now combines spinal therapy with breath work. She works as co-director of the School of Wellbeing of the School of Breathwork, and she is currently living and practicing in Bath, England. Hi, Jackie. Thank you for joining today.
Thank you for having me.
Jackie, I just want to begin with one question to start. I'd like to know a little bit about your work as co-director of the School of Breathwork. And I would also, if you can just sort of elaborate for us a little bit on your journey to breathwork.
Okay. So AIR School of Breathwork is, it's been going since before 2012, so quite a while. And it's a very established school by Doug and Bridget was the original founders, and they have now retired and passed the school on. So the school is very much about learning the breath link with the subconscious, really, with the very, very deep hidden corners of our, you know, what we hold on to of our past. I mean, imagine if your body holds on to everything which your mind can't process. And it's holding on for a reason. It's just too much. We don't want to go there. And the way we work within our school is to engage your natural breathing. So how you would have been if you were born into a life of just pure loveliness, really. So it didn't have to be a reactive breath, which you then keep on using throughout your life. But this really calm breathing. And what's extraordinary is when you start breathing with your natural breath, the memories come up. And I suspect this is because the body is feeling safe as well as the mind. So when we have this safe space within ourselves, the body starts cleaning house. So we get like these memories coming up, and you can't write it. You actually don't know it's there because it's so suppressed into what's, you know, in some schools they call the shadow self. So it's an avenue into the deeper self. And so there's lots to say about how we work, but it's very much about a family, the school. And I got into breath work many, many years ago when I was 21, and it had such a profound effect on me, and it's enough, so I kept on looking for it when I got away from it, because when you're young, you have, you know, you have time in a way which you don't when you're a mother and you're a wife and you have work and study and all the rest of it. So it's always been with me, but when I had a bit more time, I got back into it in a very big way and studied it and become both a teacher and a facilitator. And of course, now the School of Air, School of Breathwork. So does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for that, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie. And just sort of, I suppose, elaborating further on what somebody might experience. So if somebody was to choose to come and see you, or to see a breath worker, what is it that they experience and what happens in that setting with you?
So when somebody comes to me, I see them as perfect. I'm going to backtrack here. One of the most wonderful things is over my time of working with the breath is that when you remove many of the layers, which happens when you breathe, people tend, and everybody tends to really connect to their love, to the connection with other people and to themselves. And it seems to be a mechanical thing. Once we cannot disarm, that's who we seem to be as human beings. So I've learned this, and I learned to love people. And hopefully, again, this is what we teach. But so when somebody comes to me, I see them as really, I see their love, I see their light. And all I do is I support them in being them. So I hold space. I don't particularly suggest anything. I'm just being there in a safe space and encourage them, a bit like a cheerleader, to keep on breathing when it feels hard, because obviously it can be quite hard at times. So just gently guiding them through it, and sometimes asking them, what are you feeling? What are you experiencing? But gently guiding them into what needs to be felt.
So in that experience, what might somebody notice? Obviously, everybody is unique individuals, and their experience is going to be unique to them. Mm-hmm. But what might people experience in those first? And you sort of said sometimes that it's hard for people. I'd be interested to hear a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Well, the breath tends to amplify what's going on on a deeper sense. So actually, you might come to me and be very, oh, I'm all right, and there's nothing wrong with me. And then when you start actually engaging your breath into your chest, into your abdomen, and feeling into what's really going on inside of you, the awareness heightens, and it heightens in a very physical way as well as an emotional, energetic way. Really, it shows us who we are and how much we are and how many layers we are. And ultimately, the journey is, it shows us who we are. Mm-hmm. So in that way, it's very self-empowering. Mm-hmm.
But do you find, Jackie, that in your sessions with the breath work, that there is a fair bit of conversation with you and the client? Or do you find that it's more nonverbal?
So the conversation happens when they come. The conversation is just, the unseen, really, just getting somebody to feel relaxed and safe. So, and that's a conversation in itself, isn't it? It's not verbal, but it is just body language, eye contact. So I would say that's a big part of being able to put somebody at ease. The setup of the room is very comfortable, very non-confrontational.
Confrontational.
Then ask somebody what they want to work with, where they're there, and having at least half an hour's conversation before the breath work starts to highlight what's really going in, to help them kind of see it and feel it a bit, rather than, I'm not suggesting, but I'm just guiding them into what's going into them on with their selves. I'm not being very eloquent at the moment, sorry. But the idea is that by the time they're laying down on the couch, breathing, that they will be thinking and feeling about what they need to think and feel about, so they can go straight into it. And then during the session, I say very, very little. And the person does not have to say anything, or they can say, I will ask, where are you at? I might hold their feet for support, because it's really helpful to feel held, but not too held. So I'm not smothering them. But I don't want to ask too much questions, because it's a little bit like a deep meditation where somebody's supporting you.
Yes. And I would imagine that the individual who is doing this self-exploration, that there's a fair bit of personal visualization that they're experiencing that they might even have trouble communicating, or that may not be communicable, but that is so meaningful to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, less is more. So for me as a facilitator, it can be very disturbing for them if I ask too many questions. So what I do, I keep on looking at signs. So little signs, subtle signs, like where the breath is at in the body, if they're swallowing all of a sudden, and then just helping them to feel into that a little bit more. So being very observant, but very kind of quiet in a way, not interfering.
Yeah.
And thinking about, you know, people having had a series of sessions with you, and it's hard not to share my own experience, because I definitely was that person in the beginning. I don't need to have this. And, you know, having had many breathwork sessions with Jackie over the years, it definitely made a huge difference to my life. And there was lots of interesting things that I touched on that I didn't even know existed hidden in the depths of my very being. From a personal perspective, it really changed my life for the better. But what are the types of, what are you noticing? What difference is breathwork making to people in their everyday lives?
I think they're getting to know themselves. And you know, a lot of us, as you know very well, we are reactive and we want to please other people. And so our attention is very much about maybe the outside world rather than who we truly are. And I think that a lot of people are scared of themselves. A lot of people are scared of their own strength, or what they feel they've done wrong, their guilt, their shame, all these things. So it's when you work through the inner darkness, then it gives somebody a sense of who they are. It gives them a sense of their center, of actually they're not bad people. And when they're breathing in to empower that, it becomes deeply kind of it's like we made room for them. It's almost like you're breathing out, which is not natural, and you're making space for the natural you. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
And then when you find who you are much more confident in the world. And so you're going to pick the world what suits you. You're going to probably make decisions in a better way, etc. So it can be very life-changing.
I really love what you said, Jackie, about finding the real you from within the darkness. Right? Yeah. Being able to uncover that. Yeah. And that's very much a solution-focused stance to be able to sort of emerge from the darkness and really just look at, you know, what are our best hopes? What would we like to see in our lives that is meaningful to us, that makes sense for us as individuals, right? Can you talk to us a little bit about the congruity maybe, or the overlap, or how your work has connected with solution focus?
Yeah, so I've been working together with Tara with Solution Focused, and we worked in group settings in schools, and we've had in festivals, which is quite an extreme environment, which is really very interesting, which shows the power of what we do. Because I'm just going to diverse a little bit, but actually one of the things we do is we hold breathwork sessions in Glastonbury Festival. Now, this is a humongous festival for people who don't know, and it is noisy. So it's far from that kind of safe, serene setting, which you would love to set up for people. But actually, by having a group of people in this setting and finding for them to find that they can breathe and find their own peace within that noise is very, very powerful. And we have had people come back from previous years and said that was life changing, and telling their friends about us and seeking us up. So sorry, that was just moving away from what you asked. And you're going to have to repeat the question. Apologies.
Right. So, you know what? I'm really interested in the work that you and Tara have done together, bridging the solution focus with the breath work, because I do see the connection, very powerful connection.
And it's about both schools of self-empowerment, about self-empowerment. And so I think that the breath work allows you to safely go into your darkness. So when you know that you're okay, who you are. So when you ask that, what's my best hopes? It comes from a deep space. It's a lot more than an intellectual exercise. It is a really very deep exercise, and very, well, as you heard from Gaia, who was with your previous podcast, it's profound. So I think the combination of the right thought, the right mindset with the breath is extremely potent.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's kind of key things that you've said already in this conversation, Jackie, that, you know, supports them in being them, which is such a beautiful way of saying, you know, that's what happens. And bringing solution focus together with breath work because of those similarities, you know, just makes perfect sense. And inviting people to think about what their hopes or what their intentions they hope from it, I think also invites a sense of safety to be able to step in to them deeper, to their deeper selves. And with that knowledge that they've got their preferred future, their best hopes in their sights. So, you know, in the work that Jackie and I do together, that obviously will be the, you know, that sort of opening question, inviting them to visualize what difference will this make to you? What are your hopes from this? And it does, the space, as Jackie was describing, what we experience at the festivals is so it's so safe, so beautifully held by the two approaches and by the people that are there. And also linking with, you know, them noticing their strengths, their resources, and their unique selves. And as Jackie, you know, always invites people to notice their beauty, their perfection, you know. And so although the language in some ways is different, it means the same, and it just works so beautifully. So I don't know what you would add to that, Jackie.
No, I think that says it all, really.
I love the fact that this is not a cognitive practice. And what I mean by that is that there are people that will tell you that therapeutically, sitting with a therapist and cognitively talking about whatever is on their mind doesn't really work for them, right? And it's because when you converse with someone, you know, regardless of what methodology is being used, right, it is a cognitive practice, right? It's two people talking together. But what the two of you are talking about today is so intuitive.
Yeah.
It's so, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but it just feels like it's a part of you. It's a holistic endeavor that may or may not involve cognition, right? But where we can actually delve into ourselves and find other healing energies. And so I would imagine that for someone who is not necessarily benefiting from a cognitive therapeutic approach, they might love this and really benefit from it because it's an alternative way for healing. And it sounds to me like it's entirely healthy and energetic all at the same time.
And you know, what's so interesting is that actually as a nice little side effect, our physicality improves. Because right. Where we've had stress and suppression, whether we realize it or not, you know, we don't have blood flow. We don't have energetic flow to these areas in a healthy way, in an optimized way. So very many people walk around shut down, half lives. And of course, that affects both our intellect and our physicality. And so it puts us at a low. And of course, we become a lot more defensive and reactive. So yeah. When we are starting to open up and the flow of all of what we are starts opening up as well. So our blood flow, our neurological movements, our energetic movements. So it has a knock-on effect in every way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jackie, would you share a little bit about, you know, something that you will talk a lot about is nature and connection with nature and us being nature. Can you just share a little bit about that?
Well, I think people have forgot that, you know, our physicality is nature. And I think that we have that separation and need to protect ourselves all the time from nature. And actually, the more we shut off from nature, not only we're shutting off from the nature around us, but we're shutting off from our innate nature. And again, that shutting off is a very scary place. And the more we shut off, the more of a scary place that becomes, because actually you can't rely on that place within you then, whereas nature is constant. You know, yes, we know the sun rises and the sun closes, but there's something you can rely on in nature, but you can rely on something about your own nature as well. So the physicality about you, it has, you know, it has a certain cause and effect, a certain we can predict it in a certain way. But also, if you think about it, there is an innate part of your mind, soul, whatever your belief system is, which you also can rely on. Because if you think about it, how there is a part of you which was there as a toddler, which was there from as far back as you can remember, that had a morality, an intelligence, which had a knowing, you know? And that part of you is still there. that part of you is your mind's nature. And I think that as a child, we often get very, very hurt. So a lot of what we do, our work, which I'm sure is similar to yours, is inner child work, you know, going back in time. But underneath all the pain of what happens to us as a child, potentially, is your innate nature of your mind, of your heart. And that connects to everything else. It's connective. Nature supports nature. You know, and if you think about it, one thing I see very, very strongly is that nature loves nature. And so once you start connecting to your own nature, the nature around you will somehow support you as well. It just seems to be. And the more you connect in that way, are able to, the more confident you become, not only in yourself, but the outer world as well.
Wow. And so thinking about, you know, the people that might be listening to this and they might really be inspired to want to connect to their nature. Yes. And thinking about, where do I start? Obviously, people can come and see, go and see a breath worker. But if they were to start with themselves and just to invite some awareness of their breaths, or just taking a small step and thinking about their connection with themselves and their nature, what might be a first small step that you would invite people to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's all kinds of physicalities. There is the very fit people and people who are less fit. But I think what's we're all able to do is to be aware of our breath. And so I would connect with, just in a gentle way, without even trying to manipulate it, just feel, well, how am I feeling? How's my breath feeling? Am I reacting to the stresses around? Just observe, just be the witness to your breath. And then maybe put your hands on your abdomen and just feel the warmth of your hands. And just slowly start taking the breath down into your hands. And when you breathe out, the breathing out is key because it relaxes you. You know, it really does. So I would follow the out breath and observe it. Is it stressed? Is it at peace? Just observe, no judgment. And just follow the out breath. And then maybe take the in-breath down into your abdomen again and just feel what that space feels like. And then follow the out-breath. So being really mindful about your breath, because it's who you are and you really, really matter. So it centers you by just doing that.
Recently, Jackie, we've been doing a lot of work in the school system with mindfulness and with breathing work. And I know, and you mentioned that you've been going into schools with Tara and you've been doing some of this with students. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Tara usually asks, you know, about how they're feeling and what's your best hopes. And she's so wonderful in what she does. And then we have usually a 20-minute breathwork session, and you know, it's non-formal. It's just sitting and breathing much the way I described for 20 minutes.
That's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. And the wonderful thing, when you are in the group, you have, again, it's that kind of energetic group connectiveness. It's so wonderful. It's hard to describe, but it's like having a choir. The more people in the choir, the more powerful it gets. So it's the same thing when you come together and breathe. It's very, very powerful. And you don't even need to say anything or much. Some people play a bit of music, but you don't, because it's about the inner journey. You don't have to do anything on the outside. But that's all we do. It's so very, very simple. Mm-hmm. And then we finish off with just, well, as Tara said earlier, what's your best hopes with this? But yeah, 20 minutes of breathing, which is what we do in the festivals as well. And that's really all it takes.
What do you learn from the students when you've had a session like that? What are some of the things they'll say to you?
I think it's really interesting to see the difference before and after.
Yeah.
And now some people find it really difficult until they get used to it. And some people feel it quite frightening, you know, until they get used to it. So again, in a one-to-one session, it's very much about supporting that and helping them deeper and helping them being comfortable to be able to breathe. Because it's not a place where people, whatever age, naturally go anymore. So it can be a space where we as facilitators need to help support people to be able to go into that space and feel safe about it. That's, I think, is a big thing, which I would say.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't just read in a book and start breathing with somebody. I would do it very mindfully and carefully, softly and gently.
And so, I mean, it's interesting, that question about, you know, I think what we noticed was honesty, you know, because I think of how the space is so, feels so safe. I think combination of the breathwork and the solution focus, and the space that's given in the beginning for people to think of, like I was saying before, about what they hope for and from it, that also creates that safe space for them to be able to be open and honest. And yeah, as Jackie was saying, it's just really interesting, the difference of experience. You know, I don't know, Jackie, you would need to sort of speak more of this, but some people will go deeper.
Yeah.
Some people will experience sort of deep relaxation. Some it will be more visual, and something will really shift for them. And then afterwards, there's always a sort of reflection of you know, what have you noticed? What are you pleased to notice? What can you take away from this experience that's been useful for you? And so, Jackie, you know, we always say, you know, you don't have to share, but if you want to share, and mostly people do. And I think doing it in a group is really powerful. Having experienced myself breathwork in a large group, it's I think that connection, you know, which is so important, isn't it, between people, is so powerful and just such a wonderful experience.
It's so valuable to prioritize that for young people, because young people live sometimes in a very peculiar world these days. You know, everything is such a rush. Everything is, it's all about quick information, right? The social media, no waiting time, you know, everything has to be right now. To prioritize being in the moment and giving young people the tools to recognize that getting in touch with themselves is something that they can do on a daily basis, and that it's not difficult. And you're giving them those tools, and they're realizing, oh, this is a thing. Mm-hmm. I can do this. I can get in touch with myself, right? I think it's so important today when young people, we're not talking to young people about getting in touch with themselves, right? It's all about the big race and how much they can do, and, you know, running to school and running to the extracurricular activities, and you know, how much are they going to succeed and what comes next and all of those things. So to me, what you're doing with young people, bringing mindfulness into the schools and helping them to get in touch with themselves through breath work, just unbelievably valuable. Unbelievably valuable. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what I would like to add to that is the non-judgmental aura, I would say. So even in a group, and even though the students all have different experiences, there is no judgment. There's no rights or wrongs. And an interesting thing in that is that when they do share whatever they're experiencing, it's really potent to them. It's really important. And I think just learning that we can be different and we don't have to judge, there is no rights or wrongs. I think that in itself is a really important lesson to take with you in life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, really important. And Jackie, you know, thinking about so much as well, I mean, this is something you've been doing for a very, very, very long time, and lots of many other things as well. But at the moment, obviously, with co-director of AIR and working in the festivals, and obviously, you know, group work in the community with us and our joint ventures, and your practice from home and your beautiful space at home. But, you know, thinking about your hopes and the passion that you have for breathwork, what would be a next small step in sort of sharing the breathwork and how you hope to get it out there, or how you would hope to encourage others to access breathwork or get it into their communities? What would be your message and what are your hopes?
So when I first started, most people did not know what breath work was. So the way I got people breathing was to introduce them. I'll come along and see. So slowly I built a community of people like Tara around me and more people. And so in a very selfish way, I would say the more people who breathe, the more lovely community I have. Yeah. Which is the truth of it.
Yeah.
So I'm really feeling our school systems are lacking for all the reason what you've already spoken about, and it worries me, to be honest with you. And I think the education would do well in expanding on inner work from what we are doing and what other people are doing, and my best hopes are to grow that and to actually have that part of us as the curriculum, because it just helps the intellect as well. It helps the individual. Yeah. It will help our evolution, I am sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. And there was a question that mindful that we're going to be drawing to a close soon, but there's a question that I want to give you before we finish. Is thinking about relation spaces. So and thinking, so a lot of Vicky's work and my work or each of our works is about relationships.
Yeah.
It's about relationships. Yeah. And I know from my own experience of having breath work, the difference it has made to the relationships in my life. But Jackie, I just want to ask that question. Respect, you know, everybody is unique individuals and their experience will be different, but sort of what difference can breathwork make to the relationships in your lives, in people's lives?
Well, I think that once somebody becomes more comfortable in the relationships with themselves, that they're not going to be so spiky, are they? So they're going to get on better with everybody. That's a simple answer.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, and that's definitely, it is interesting how you don't, it's like it's everything's changed but nothing's changed, but you just start to notice these differences in your relationships and the world around you, and you're like,
I think it's infectious too, right? I think that those people in our lives who benefit
from our personal journeys and how we're able to connect with ourselves as being part of nature. I love that. I love that, Jackie. I think that they benefit from that.
Yeah.
Just by witnessing it and by being around us, right?
Well, so again, that's back to my best hopes, because we are herd animals. And we copy, whether we realize it or not, you know, we copy each other's breath.
Yeah.
Each other's body language. And so the more of us who kind of have that inner sense of ourselves, that's automatically going to wake other people up around us. It just is the way the human race works. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else that you would want to share before we finish our conversation today, Jackie? Anything that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think that if you want to look more on what breathwork is about and what we do as a school, then go to AIR School of Breathwork. And we have twice a month, we have three breathwork sessions led by our graduates and students. And you can find that out from either signing up on the newsletter, but we should put it on our website soon as well. But so go and experience breathwork. But there's lots of different kinds of breathwork out there.
Yeah.
So what we do is natural breathing, it's rebirthing, it's gentle, and that's not always the case. So but you're welcome to come along and join our free breath sessions.
Jackie, do you ever do any, or Tara or together, do you ever do any breathwork sessions online?
Yeah, we used to regularly do that. Mm. Oh, I'll let you talk.
You go.
So when we started in the schools and we met in the school, but then lockdown happened. And so what we did is we met every month and did it online. Yes. So now at the moment we work in a beautiful space in Bath. So actually not online, but there are a lot of online work available. And so again, if you look either at Tara's social media or my own or the schools, you will find out a lot more what's coming. There's quite a lot coming up actually from what we are doing and what I'm doing in the school. So
I mean, certainly if I was there, I would definitely attend your sessions, and if you're doing anything online, I would love to be there.
Fantastic. I would love to see you there.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much, Jackie. Really wonderful to have you.
It's been such a pleasure, and I really value what you do so much. And I do see how the two complement each other so much. So thank you for inviting me.
Well,
thank you, Jackie. It's been a pleasure. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.